Ink. It happened first, one evening at home. My mother pulling clothes from the wash, turtleneck and hip hugger stained blue, and at the bottom of the basin, the splintered shell of a fountain pen. When bleach couldn't save my old man's trousers, she sheared them into a Lysol rag, and I was spanked from one room to the next, breathing in the sting of her hand for the rest of the weekend, the scent of carelessness, clean and lemon fresh. Then again during Mass, the fixed eyes of saints staring down from their corners, my chin deep in my collar, as they drew curlicues around a scab. Sometime between sermon and final hymn, the reservoir ran dry, and when I nod on the tip, chrome spraying under tongue, syrupy ooze blackened my teeth. That September, just when our hands were grooved and sure, the nuns talked of change, said we are fourth graders now, big people, about to embark on the descriptive essay, haikus, brisk terrain that demanded a running start rather than a blunt and deliberate drive of granite. But how I miss the scratch of an old number two, the pink maternal kiss of an eraser, as I slid bics and uniballs across the page, palms dampening over the mess left in their wake, mangled G's and Q's, crossed out, but not forgotten, the consequence of error dogging every sweep and cross, as it did that morning at church, lips black as I dawdled up the communion line, Father Jim glaring, placing a wafer on a tongue so dry with guilt and shame that it remained there, a scrap of thin cotton cloth, another blot that wouldn't dissolve.